Hello and welcome to this episode of my podcast, The Slim Bites, a podcast where I cover a range of topics and issues in under 10 minutes. In today's episode, I will be talking about socialism versus capitalism and how the two differ. Let's start off by what is socialism? Socialism is when a population owns and controls the means of production and distributes the end results proportionately. The control of production is usually done by the state or government, while the distribution comes in the form of underlying social welfare, such as housing, education, and healthcare. The end result is to create a level playing field for all members of society, thus removing class distinctions based on ownership. To look at the origins of socialism, we need to look back at the Industrial Revolution in the 18th century. During the Industrial Revolution, you had an increase in factories and workers living in densely populated cities. This resulted in a large number of the population living in suboptimal conditions and created a belief that capitalist greed created social inequality as people started seeing the wealth gap widen between the rich and the poor. Enter Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels, who in 1848 authored the Communist Manifesto. The central idea of their philosophy is that human history is defined by class conflict, and wealth was the source of most of that conflict. The Industrial Revolution exacerbated this conflict because it divided people into two classes: the bourgeoisie capitalists, who are the upper class wealthy owners of business, and the workers, who were lower class poor and were able to sell only their labor for a wage. Marx saw that the capitalists were exploiting the workers for ever-growing profit, and this would ultimately lead to revolutions across Europe. Ultimately, socialism seeks to try and control human greed. Marx's ideas were implemented in some parts of the world, and his ideas did bring about revolutions. For example, the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia, which brought about the USSR, and the Maoist Revolution in China. On the other hand, capitalism is an economic system in which a country's trade and industry are controlled by private owners for the profit rather than by the state. The origins of capitalism is much debated and really depends on your definition of capitalism, with some scholars saying that it originated through merchant trading, which dates back to Roman times. I think for our purposes, capitalism really began with the first publicly listed companies in Amsterdam. The idea of a collection of shareholders pooling their capital to launch business ventures then started to take off in northwestern Europe, places like Great Britain, in between the 16th and the 17th century. Capitalism is centered around the concepts of supply and demand, freedom, choice, and incentive. Capitalism is all about individualism. If you ever wondered why Americans are so big on freedom, it's because of their capitalist indoctrination. Under a capitalist system, supply and demand is what determines the price of goods and services. The price is based on what both supplier and consumer agree on. Both parties have a say in determining the prices. Central to capitalism is freedom. No one can tell you what to do to earn your money, nor can they tell you how to spend it. It's all down to you, the individual. This creates a vast range of choices. You create your own path by choosing education or training, which might give you the opportunity of a well-paying job. However, this education is not free and will cost a lot of money, meaning that it is children from wealthy families that can afford such an education and therefore have access to such opportunities. In turn, widens the wealth gap as children from less wealthy backgrounds cannot afford such an education. Capitalists will say that the system creates incentives because capitalism works on one of the oldest aspects of human nature: greed. Naturally, people want to have money, so they will choose whatever path that will lead them to money and wealth. People will be incentivized to be more innovative, either by creating something new and desirable or cut costs to make make things cheaper and sell them at a better price. Both of these things are good for the society as a whole, and you are rewarded with profit. Capitalism is widely applied in today's Western economies, for example, the USA, Great Britain, and France. From this, I think we can see that the main difference between capitalism and socialism is the extent to which the government controls the economy. Capitalism allows for private enterprises to have more control over the economy, and that society is better off with the distribution of wealth being determined by a free market and not the government. Socialist governments, by contrast, aim to promote economic equality by regulating businesses and providing programs that help the poor. Examples of this is free education and healthcare. Capitalism, on the other hand, makes no effort at limiting income inequality. This is intended to encourage competition and innovation, which should ultimately drive economic growth. This means that people are rewarded based on how well they satisfy societal needs. It also means that the government does not employ the population, which means high unemployment during economic downturns, which is what we are seeing today in the USA. In socialism, the main aim is getting rid of rich and poor class divisions by distributing wealth equally. To accomplish this, the government controls the labor market to the extent that it is the primary employer. This allows the government to maintain employment levels during economic downturns. I think that both systems are bad at their extremes. Too much of one thing can't be good. A system that is too capitalist will leave the vast majority of the populace behind. For example, the top 1% in the US have the wealth of the bottom 80% of the population. This creates a grossly vast concentration of wealth and inequality and usually leads to social unrest and riots. Likewise, a system that is too socialist or communism in its extreme form leads to a bland society that lacks innovation, is inefficient, and has poor quality of life. Is there a happy medium? Yes, I believe so. There are societies with varying degrees of both socialist and capitalist ideals, for example, Norway, Sweden, and Denmark. Generally considered most socialist societies, governments there provide health care, education, and pensions. However, private ownership of property creates a certain degree of income inequality. Countries such as Great Britain, France, and Ireland tend to be more capitalist in nature, because most businesses are privately owned, but with socialist governments that provide free welfare programs. At the end of the day, which system works best depends on what you as a person values and what kind of a society do you want to live in. One that cares about wealth only, or one that looks after the general welfare of the country? What are you as an individual happy to contribute to? And whether you are happy to contribute to free education, healthcare, or would you rather keep more of your wealth? Personally, I believe that everyone deserves an education and deserves a healthy life. And a society is only as rich as how educated its citizens are. The more educated, the more tolerant and more humane. And with that, I would like to end today's episode. Thank you for listening, and until next time, goodbye.